Welcome. Well, do you guys like virtual gaming? I mean, I do, that I've played many games, but some of them aren't too bad. But they're certainly not there yet, are they? And it's become fairly apparent to me that they're not going to get it where I want it by the time I go. But what is the future for virtual gaming, anyway? Well, actually, being in a virtual world. And what I mean is, say you're in a room, and this room will look real. And you'll be able to walk around this room, say moving chairs. And say there's a gun in this room on the desk, a Colt 45. You know, there's always one in those rooms. And you can pick it up. But here's the trick. The weight of the gun you will be able to feel. When you move that chair, you will be able to feel the weight of the chair. They've touched upon it a little bit. I mean, remember the rumble packs? One of the guys in the family I got the Oculus Quest 2, I believe, for Christmas. It wasn't too bad, but graphics weren't all that great. And it did tend to suffer some sort of lag. But when they do get it right, and like I say, it won't be in my lifetime, you'd be able to go on a holiday, wouldn't you? Just by putting that on. Now, I don't really know who's the best one out there at the moment. Man, I know Valve makes one, but it's quite expensive. Almost £1,000. Man, that's fine if it's good. There's just not enough games about, though, to warrant that money. So has any of you guys tried one of these virtual headsets? And what's your opinion? Man, I don't really reckon those ones with the phone that you clip on the front. They're quite naff. Now, I'm not sure how they're going to get the weight thing, and say you may be in a wind, and the wind would be, your hands would have to move against the wind, and there would be resistance. All those sort of things need to be there to make it feel real. Then I suppose if it's raining in the game, you could get somebody to throw a bucket of water over you. No. Anyway, let me know your thoughts there, guys.
Take it easy.